Hello and welcome back to another episode of Locked and Binging with your host, Drea. I know, it's like you're not supposed to start your podcast like that, but it's like, it's just, I don't know. 15-year-old me coming out trying to make YouTube videos. I'm not too sure. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's going to have some type of, you know, structure like an actual podcast it should have, I hope. This week's episode is going to be about the new Netflix series, Free Ridge On My Block. I'm going to do like a really quick rundown. So if you've seen On My Block, this is a spinoff of it. On My Block is about a group of friends who are kind of starting to come apart because they're getting older. They're going to high school now. They've got different groups that they're in. There's something that brings them together, and it is a treasure hunt for the Roller World money. They have to go through all these things to get to the Roller World money. If they get there, we don't know. So after that show ended, they came up with Free Ridge, and the Roller World money is still in play in this spinoff. That's not what this show is like really revolving around. It all starts off with the box. For friends, a box, a relationship that's not working out, family issues, and things of that nature. I liked it, not as much as I really, really, really enjoyed On My Block, but it's a good show for what it is right now. I'm trying to see like how it's gonna be the second season, if they come out the second season, because you know how Netflix is. People watch it, they decide like, oh well, they're just gonna have to deal with just having one season and call it a day. So I don't really know how well that actually did, but it was number one for like 2 weeks, at least on my TV it was. That show is pretty good. I would give it not a 10 out of 10 because there were little things that I would fix, but I'm not a fucking film maker. I'm not a film critic. I'm not any of those things. I'm just a normal person who likes to binge, and I have locks, so hence the name. Anyway, I really want to have structure, and it's really fucking hard to do that. And I'm so sorry if my podcast has been all over the place these last couple of podcasts. I'm just, you know, trying to figure it out. This week, fun fact I found out is that a narwhal's tusk reveals its past life condition. Isn't that fucking cool? So if they're living like in poverty, we would fucking know. If they're like not getting enough iron, or they are getting enough iron, I guess we would know that. I don't know if that's exactly what it means, but I feel like that's what we would know. Yeah. That is the fact of the week. Apparently, I sound way too nice on my podcast, and that's not the real me. The real me is a person who's very aggressively funny. But of course, you can't see me. You don't know me. You know what I mean? So it's hard to have my personality shine through my podcast. And since I'm by myself, I don't know what exactly to do. But according to my best friend's fiance, because he ain't her boyfriend no more, he her fiance, this man Travis decided it was okay. First and foremost, he says to me, "What is the name of your podcast?" Because I'm complaining. Not complaining. I was talking about how I didn't reach certain things in order to be, I guess, relevant in the podcast world for Anchor. So he's like, "Oh, what's the name of it?" He's picking at the name. He's like, "Oh," he's like, "Are you sure that's how you spell binging?" Yes, Travis, I looked it up to make sure. He asked why I sound so nice on my podcast. He wants me to obviously sound a certain way because he knows me in real life. But I don't exactly know what he wants me to come on here and say. It's like just, I don't know what he wants me to say. So then he's saying all these things I could do, but little does he understand. He says, "Dre, why don't you laugh on your podcast?" I don't laugh for the simple fact that it's not a laugh. It's a cackle. It's very fucking obnoxious, and that's why I don't laugh. And when I do laugh, I cut the shit out because nobody has time to fucking listen to that. Nobody wants to listen to that, to me laughing. But apparently, Travis does. So, Travis and Denise will probably soon be on my podcast, and hopefully we will be in there like swimwear, and you guys will enjoy that, all that good stuff. This is like the second time this week that someone has asked me why do I sound so nice. The first time is my coworker, and I answered the phone at work, and I answered it and I was like, hi, this is blah blah blah, you know, ha 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 ha, yada yada. I said that, and I hear her say, oh my god, you sound so polite on the phone. Yes. And I turn around, I snap my neck at her, I say, yeah, that's my white voice, the fuck, like what are you expecting me to say? Do you want me to be like, well, what up, bitch? This is so and so. Like, I would get fired immediately. Immediately, I would get fired. I think that they want me to be acting like I am ratchet, and I'm not. I'm a closet ratchet. Okay? But not really. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know me on a different level than people on the podcast who don't even see me. No. Okay, so if you're wondering why I sound so nice on my podcast, it's because I'm trying to be professional. I have no one to talk to on my podcast. It is just me on my podcast. And this is how I try to talk to myself, because if I talk to myself the way that I talk to people around me, we don't know where would I be? Would I be doing a podcast? Probably not. Let's be honest. I don't really know. I don't even know how I talked myself into doing a podcast again, because my first one, that wasn't it. Not for me, not for nobody. Woo! So, reflection of the week. It's been a hard week. It's been a hard week for the last few episodes of this podcast. Like, work is not getting any easier. The world is not getting any easier. We're still at war. Well, sorry, Ukraine is still at war. Fucking Mississippi resurrecting fucking Jim Crow law. Like, I don't know what else is next. There's a lot of things just going on that just shouldn't be. We work so hard for the year, and if we work overtime, we're penalized. It might be if you're trying to apply for, you know, health insurance, food stamps, cash assistance, whatever the case may be. I mean, if you have a job, you're not going to apply for cash assistance. But I'm just saying in general, it's crazy. We have to be literally scraping by in order for these people to fucking help us, and they still don't want to. We pick up shifts, we work overtime and do all this stuff, and at the end of the year, we get fucked because they're like, ha-ha. You're in a whole new tax bracket, baby. No, you're not getting that. But how do you expect us to live? You're raising the prices of everything around us, and our minimum wages are staying the same. Like, Pennsylvania, $7.25. I don't know how anyone is living off that. But you got the audacity to be having places starting at $18.50 for a one-bedroom. Make it make sense, because it sure doesn't make any type of fucking sense to me. And good news this week, I went to Old Navy to go look for some jeans, because I don't have any jeans anymore, because once I had kids, I kind of gave up on that. I had one pair of jeans that I looked really good in, and I kept those, and they stretch. So you never really know what size they are, because they're just stretching with me. Eventually they'll rip, eventually, but not today, not yesterday, not last week. They are still intact. But I only wear them sometimes because, you know, thick thighs don't always save lives. They shred them. So, yeah. I went to Old Navy. And usually when I go to Old Navy and I, you know, or any place to go and get pants and whatever, I end up crying because I can't fit into what I used to fit into. Not this time, baby. Baby, I went down 2 pant sizes. Okay, so I've been working out, eating in a calorie deficit. I've been drinking black coffee. It's not great, but that's what I'm doing right now. I've been drinking a lot of water. I'm trying really hard to stick to a calorie deficit. Intermittent fasting. I'm doing all these things. I'm fucking tired, but I'm doing them. And then when people ask me, oh my God, Drea, how are you doing this? How are you going to work full time? How are you doing a podcast? You have two kids. You have to do that. You have this. You have that. Oh my God, you have so much going on. It is called life. Whatever. I have to make time for my hobbies, and that's that. I made music. That is another thing. I have a new song out called B&B. You need to listen to it. I feel like it's really good. You might not, but I feel like it's good, so you should listen to it. I love it. I listened to it 1,000 times before I released it. I was going to make a little changes here and there, but the changes were not clicking the way that I wanted them to. So I just kept it the way that I did the very first time. That recording is only the first recording. I didn't do anything to it. Maybe some reverb. That was about it. But nothing else. And I recorded it on my iPad. I didn't record it on my regular microphone. I don't even know if I mentioned that I got a boom arm, but I got a boom arm. It's definitely like good quality. It's the Blue Yeti caster or some shit like that. It's good quality, don't get me wrong, but when you go on YouTube and you're trying to figure out the boom arm, because when you get out the box you think it's pretty simple, you know, you put it on the desk, put the thing in, whatever, put your microphone on, and it's all fine. No, when I fucking put this shit on my desk, do you understand that this shit was almost catapulted? Because you have to fix the tension. And as I'm sitting here trying to turn the dials different ways to fix the tension, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to give up. And I'm going to take the shit back. And that's going to happen. I'm going to just take it back and just use my microphone as I was using it before. This actually is so much easier. Because when I was using the stand for my Blue Yeti, it was hurting my back because I was like leaning towards it, trying to be really close to it so you guys can hear me. But I don't have to do all that. I don't think I have to do that then, but I really wanted a boom arm because I see all the cool podcasters with that. So I want to be a cool podcaster too. So I got it. Ow. So yeah. This week, this month, this year, we need to do better. Everyone needs to do better, including Travis. He needs to do better. Oh, and my best friend, Denise, my one best friend, because I have two of them. To be honest, I might have more than that, but my main two, my two bitches, you know, Denise and Kier. Denise is pregnant, so we're going to congratulate her on that. I don't know how we're going to do that. But y'all gonna figure that out on your own. You may hit her up on Facebook, but you're not gonna find her because her name on Facebook is not Denise. So good luck. I've also been doing the 100 envelope challenge. Well, trying to do it. Saving is hard. If you can't save, even if you can't save, you can't save a big amount because, you know, you're low income, because I'm low income, I understand. You do that. You know, you can save up $5 here, $5 there. Even if it's just a dollar, you will be saving something. I really hope you enjoy this podcast, this episode. I'm really trying to do, you know, have structure and whatever. I know I trail off, I'm sorry, but structure is not my thing. I am all over the place, and you'll learn that. I've done how many episodes now? Fucking like 16 maybe. I'm not even too sure anymore. It's all a blur. Every time I record, it's like recording my very first podcast over again. I get comfortable. I sound very fucking shy in the beginning. And then I unleash this monster of myself. And then I won't stop fucking talking. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm swearing. But I really want to make a podcast. I wish that I had co-hosts and stuff like that. But as of right now, you just got me. So I'm going to try my best to do my best. I mean, I may not be consistent. I was being very consistent in the beginning, so I don't want to hear nothing about that. But I mean, as the year has gone through, like, it's just, ooh, baby, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. So, yeah. Also, if anyone out there, if you truly love me in any type of way, I would really like to get Beyonce tickets for my birthday. And the tickets that I want are the ones that are going to be I don't know, like $200-something. Just send me the money. Send me the money. And don't forget to follow me on all my social media. Well, my social media for you guys. You know, the Dre Kavea on TikTok, Dre Kavea on Instagram. Damn, I feel like that's it. I don't think I got nothing else. That's a damn shame. Oh, and obviously, you know, listen to my music on Apple Podcasts, on Apple Music, on Spotify. Listen to this podcast on Spotify. Follow me on Spotify. Please follow me, because apparently Spotify is where you need to be, not Apple Podcasts, okay? I know it costs money or whatever the case may be, but not even, because Spotify, you can listen to it. That's this week's episode of Locked In Binging. Don't forget, I upload episodes on Thursdays. Thank you for listening.